Welcome to this Afralo call on the 15th of July. It is 6:30 UTC time. On the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali and Fatimata. We'll come in a little bit. On the English channel, we have Daniel Mankaka, Douglas Onyango, Dave Kisundoya, Sean Sarah Kitten, Dave Kisungwaya, Barak Otieno, Mohamed El-Bashir, and Alan Greenberg could not be with us, neither could Tijani Benjema. From staff, we have Heidi Holwisch, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself. Gisela, our interpreters are Isabel and Claire. And please, if I may remind you to state your name so that the interpreters might be able to identify you on the other channel, and that will also be useful for the transcript. I now give the floor to Aziz. Thank you very much, Gisela. Hello, everyone. I am very happy to have us gathered again, and I would like to welcome especially our newcomers for this meeting, the new ALSs. Zizak Urunda, welcome. We hope that these new ALSs will bring something new to our RALO, to our region, and we also hope that they will be very active within our region, within AFRALO. As you know, we always start with public comments. There are not too many. It is summertime. People are also tired after the work that was done over the past 6 months, especially as it relates to the transition and accountability. So the three main points that we have on the public comments page are first the report from the GNSO with the name supporting organization, and the objective is to get comments from the community on the project, the report that was published as far as reviewing the organization of the GNSO. And the independent group drafted the report after some important work, after analyzing the documents, and after the different things that were observed on the work of GNSO. Everything is there for public comment. The second point is something that comes back every month, and it is related to the domain names that relate to regional areas. And so the object of this public comment is to collect and to possibly modify based upon what is proposed. So BNP Paribas and that fund. So these contracts are related to territories, to geographical areas. The idea is to propose a new service that would be offered by the operators. This is the registry that is called RSEP. The last point is the GNSO transition and the transliteration. This comment has as an object to get some recommendations or to get the opinion of the community on the six recommendations that were submitted. As far as the translation of the transliteration of the data. So those are the points that we currently have on the public comments page. So as I ask every time that we meet, the ALSs, the members of AFRALO, need to actively participate in these public comments. So we will, before we move on to the next point, we would like to tell you that we planned this meeting on July 15th precisely because, in general, in August, we don't have a meeting. So we wanted to move it a little bit closer to the month of August in order to adjust our timing. So do not hesitate. If you have comments, if you have things to add, go ahead. As far as the second point, the recent activities with an ALAC, Tijani is not here and Alain is not here, so I would like to give the floor to Baran so that he might tell us what is going on, what has been going on lately. So Baran, you have the floor. Baran, you have the floor.
Hello, this is Baran. Can you hear me?
Yes, Baran, I can hear you. You can go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Aziz whether he could just give me, because I just started breaking my fast, whether he can just give me about 15 minutes and I can give the report a little bit later in the meeting, perhaps either at the end, if he can just oblige me. Hello, did you hear me?
I did relay the message, but there seems to be an issue with the connection. I'm not getting an answer.
Okay.
So why don't you let me know, this is Aziz speaking, why don't you let me know when you are ready and I will give you the floor. Why don't you signal that to me?
Great, thank you.
So we will move on to the next point, the future activities within AFRALO. Let us move on in our agenda, and we will move on to the recent activities. Is there someone here who would like to talk about the most recent activities at the local level? If nobody is here, then I will move to the next point as far as recent information and the joint meeting that we have in Buenos Aires. I'd like Barack to now address that point and to talk to us about that joint meeting that happened in Buenos Aires. Barack, you now have the floor. Hello, I cannot hear you. If you are speaking, is this Barack? I cannot hear anything. I am sorry, this is the interpreter, and I can hear a voice, but I cannot make out what you are saying. So Aziz speaking. So let us wait for the line to be reconnected with Barak. Gizela is trying to reach Barak through Skype because there seems to be an issue with his line. Hello, Aziz. Hello, everyone. This is Fatimata. Hello, Fatimata. I can hear you. It seems that... I have been here. I have heard what has happened, Aziz. Thank you. So since Barak's line is not working, I am going to move on to the next point, which actually is in the same item. As far as the Buenos Aires meeting, and so this meeting was very successful. There were many African members who were present there in Buenos Aires, and we also had me and Pierre Dangenou, who both contributed to the meeting with their words of encouragement. I would like to remind you that the theme of that meeting was to give the African point of view as far as the proposal on future governance of the Internet and the unique identifiers. This proposal was actually a joint proposal from Afrolo and African on the proposal of the CWG, and of the CCWG accountability. And so these proposals by Afralo were very well received during the meeting. And we were one of the few groups within ICANN to actually contribute and to comment on the proposal. We went into the details of things, and I think that this was thanks to all of the work that was done by several members in our region, and I will cite some of the names, Sean for his work, and Tijani for his work, who did excellent work. I would like to thank them personally. As we came back from Buenos Aires, we gave this statement to the four groups, to the ICG group, to the CWG, to the CCWG, and to the CRISP team. So these statements were passed on, and they will be taken into consideration. The statement was also posted on the IANA ICG page. So I would like to congratulate all of the members that were involved in this work. I would like to thank you all for everything that you've done. This work was represented a tremendous task, and it is a testament to all of your efforts. Do some of you want to address this point, or if Barak can be heard, we will give him the floor. I'm not sure if he's available, if he's connected, or we can also ask Baran to speak at this point.
Hello, this is Kivova. Can I speak?
Hello, who is speaking, please?
Kivova, Mwendwa Kivova.
Go ahead.
Okay. I attended the Buenos Aires meeting, and it was good. At least we had a resolution as Afralo. But I wanted to make a statement that we should improve in our time management skills so that we can be able to achieve more when we are on the physical meetings. Like the meeting we have in Buenos Aires at Afralo, I believe that we could have actually used our time better and got more out of the physical meeting. So that's just some part of feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Mwanda. Indeed, there was a delay for the CRISP part of the work. I think that thanks to what you said, we were able to get back on track. And I would recommend that we can still address this point during the next committee meeting. I agree with what you said. I think that Douglas would like to speak. Douglas, you have the floor. Douglas, if you are speaking, I cannot hear you. This is the interpreter. I cannot interpret for you because I cannot hear. I am not sure what's going on. Ah, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Douglas. Thank you very much, Douglas, for your intervention, for your participation. I would like to say that when we have such a statement, the number of terms that the number of topics that are chosen goes this way. You first have a call with the different topics from the ALSs, then we constitute a working group, and this working group, or these working groups, work on the statement, and that's where the work happens. The details are worked out. That's where the proposal happens. And then you have a drafting committee that puts it all together. The project is sent to the entire community, the African community and the other communities, and we send it out. And afterwards, we propose this at the next ICANN meeting so that it might be discussed, so that it might be adjusted if needed. Thank you, at any rate, for your participation. If there aren't any other people who would like to speak, I would like to talk about the ICG. the Transition Coordination Group. As you know, this group gathers all of the, collects all of the proposals, and I would like to know what Mohammed has to say. I am looking forward to what he has to say because there are very important things going on right now. So Mohammed, you have the floor at this point. And if you could speak about the ICG work, that would be great.
Thank you very much, Aziz. I would just like to provide a quick, brief summary of the current status of the ICG work. Currently, by the way, the statement was well received by the ICG, and it's currently published as one of the received comments from the community. Currently, the ICG is working on assessment of the NAMES community proposal and the volunteers. There's about 15 ICG members who volunteered to do the assessment. And today, actually, I'm supposed to be maybe leaving you after updating you about the ICG because there is a 2 hours ICG conference call that's already started, will be starting in 5 minutes, to review the outcome of the assessment and the comparison between the three proposals. So currently we're working on the final complete proposal, and hopefully I can say that the proposals up to now, they don't have conflicting parts. We have very few issues that might needed to be returned back to the communities for updates. But overall, the work is working as planned, and hopefully in the coming 10 days, maybe we might be putting draft of the final proposal. So this is for me for now. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mohammed. Are there questions related to what Mohammed has just presented? If there aren't any questions, we can move to the next point. That is the Cross-Community Working Group on the IMF Stewardship Transition Proposal, the CWT. And our young colleague, Sean, represents AFRALO within the group. And Sean, I give you the floor now if you'd like to present. Sean, you have the floor.
During the Buenos Aires meeting, and we are glad that that happened during that meeting, as it made our timeline to be
Sean, excuse me, I'm sorry, this is the interpreter. I'm having some connection issues. Would you mind starting again? I can hear you now, I think, but would you mind starting again, because I missed the beginning of your intervention.
Okay, this is Sean for the record. Can you hear me? Can I continue now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I was saying the CWG proposal was ratified by all the starting organizations during the Buenos Aires meeting. The co-chairs of the CWG have also forwarded the proposal to ICG, and I think we have also heard the status of our proposal and other proposals as presented by Mohammed. ICG requested CWG to clarify with the CWG on the China trademark and the name of which the co-chairs of the CWG did write back to the ICG about the view of the CWG in relation to that. And that view is that...
Sean, this is the interpreter. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Would you mind speaking just a little bit louder?
Hello. Can you hear me loud and clear now?
Yes, it's better.
Okay, good. Yes. Thank you. So I was saying that a proposal has been submitted. We got a few clarification requests from ICG on the IANA trademark and domain, and we've responded to the ICG indicating that there is no specific stance of CWG as relates to IANA trademark and domain, and we'll get back to them on what the CWG's view about that issue is. At the moment, the CWG is silent on that. However, we are discussing a way forward that will help us to determine, make a decision about that particular issue. And we have actually requested Sibley. Sibley is a legal firm that is actually providing external legal advice to the group. We have requested Sibley to provide us a brief, overview of what it would cost to actually have a legal assessment of the IANA trademarks and domain. Sibley was also asked to provide cost implications in terms of us of other things, but IANA trademarks is one of the two main items that they were requested to make a cost implication on. We hope that once we get that response from them, then we can then determine whether to request such activities to be carried out by Sibley, and hopefully it will help us to determine what our views are as it relates to IANA trademarks and domain. As some of you may have read the proposal, you would notice that the PTI composition was not specifically mentioned. We are still also discussing that within the group. There have been different suggestions on what the composition, especially whether the manager should actually be a voting member or whether he should be on the board of CTI or not. We are also discussing what will happen post submission. Now that we submitted, are we going to follow up with the implementation? Are we going to be part of the drafting of the different documents like the bylaw, like the different charters, and so on and so forth? And most importantly, we are discussing the relationship between ourselves and the CWG, how to ensure coordination, especially as we all know. We all know that some of the comments, the support comments or the ratification comments from all the charging organizations are the clause of the proposal subject to the CWG accountability reports. So we are still following up with them as well and then seeing how much their reports is actually addressing some of our dependencies. There's not been much of activity aside that within the CWG. I think it's been quite less voluminous in terms of traffic that we've been having in the past of CWG, and I think it will continue to most likely reduce for now. We hope that we may have more support to, and we have more reports to provide after we actually end from the fines committee. So that is my update for now. If there are any questions, I'm willing to answer them. Thank you.
Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Shan, for this update. Yes, I have a question to ask you. What is the agenda for Paris? The CWG is going to come to Paris, and what is the agenda that you have to draft? What is the deadline of this group, and when is this group going to finish its work? Aziz, you have the floor. Sorry, Sean, you have the floor.
Ah, okay, good. This is Sean for the record. If I get Aziz very well, is he asking about the legal analysis that is to be done on the trademark? Because in terms of our work, we have actually submitted a proposal to ICG, as you know, and that means the work now is actually at the level of ICG, so it depends on how fast how long it will take ICG to actually complete their work. Overall, we think that we have done our own part by delivering on the proposal based on the timeline that has been set, and we hope that the ICG will actually be able to complete their own part of the proposal according to the timeline that they've also posted. I think they've also provided an updated timeline recently. Maybe Mohammed may actually provide updates on that. Did I actually answer your question, Aziz?
Yes, but Aziz was speaking about the Paris meeting, the meeting in Paris that is going to begin the day after tomorrow. He was speaking about that.
Okay,
you have
thank
the floor,
you very much. This is Sean for the record. So the meeting tomorrow, I mean, the meeting that will start this weekend in Paris, that is actually for the cross-community working group on accountability. They are meeting, I am not a member of the working group, I'm a participant, however. Danny is a member, but I can give a brief update on what I know. They are meeting to discuss way forward on their report after they received comments from the last public comments and also from the Buenos Aires meeting with the community. So the major goal of that meeting is actually to come out from that meeting with a proposal on what model of accountability, especially in terms of whether it's going to be the membership model or it's going to be the designator model or it's going to be the voluntary model that will finally, or combination of all of this, that will finally actually become the single proposal for the CCWG. And then they will then produce a second version of their report, we call it the fourth month, not like a proposal. So it's a report which they prepare as a second version and submit to the community for the next set of land that's called public comment. They hope the CWG, according to their timeline, hope to have their proposal ready and ready for ratification by ICANN 54. So we hope that that is also a very big hope that by ICANN 54, all the charging organizations will sign off on the CWG proposal. So that is so the meeting in Paris is actually for the CWG and not of the CWG. The CWG has completed their own process by submitting to the ICG. Thank you. I hope I've answered your question.
Aziz speaking. Thank you very much. And this is very useful because Kichani, who is following the works in the CWG and who represent AFRALO, is not with us today. So thank you for those information you gave us about the CWG. I remind you that Kichani is not with us because he's participating to the ICG meeting. So now I ask you, do we have questions for Mohamed or for Sean on the stewardship or on the transition of the IANA function? Okay, no hands?
Yes, I have a question. I'm wondering who I am speaking.
Douglas, Hello? You have the floor. Yes, Douglas, this is you speaking. Do you want to ask a question? This is Claire, the interpreter.
Yes,
can you hear me? Yes. Okay, you have the floor.
So, my question was about the IANA.org and the IANA trademark. Is that to Bashir or Sean? How did the CCWG settle the issue of the IANA trademark? I did not get that clearly.
Aziz is speaking. This is a question to Sean. So, Sean, you have the floor. You can answer. Thank you, Douglas, for your question. Sean, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I think that was that Douglas or Mwendwa? The voice sounded like that was Mwendwa. This is Sean for the record.
It is Mwendwa Kivuva.
Okay. Thank you, Mwendwa. Like I said, the CWG, the CWG has not actually determined a position yet on the IANA trademark and IANA.org. We are currently looking to engage the external legal team to actually provide analysis of any legal implications or provide an advice that could help us actually have an informed decision. We are currently expecting legal to provide the cost implication of that, and then we can then determine whether to engage them on it or not. For the CCWG, which is for accountability, they have no particular view on the trademark issue. I think is out of scope for them as it concerns IANA trademark and IANA.org domain issue. Yeah, so that is the current status of things. Is there any, I hope I've answered your question.
Yes, you have answered. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mwanda.
Thank you, Douglas, and thank you, Sean, for your answer. Thank you. Douglas, you are still asking for the floor. Your hand is up. Okay. Thank you. Baran, you have the floor. Baran is going to speak about the ALAC activities. Since ICANN meeting, Baran, you have the floor.
Hello, Claire, can you hear me?
Yes, Baran, I hear you perfectly. You can go on.
Okay. All right. This is Baran for the record. I just wanted to give a short update on what's been happening within the ALAC since our last meeting of AFRALO. During my last update, I did give a short explanation on the new ad hoc meeting strategy working party that we created, of which I'm a co-chair. And this meeting strategy working party will be looking at how at large as a whole would take on board the new meeting setups of A, B, and C, respectively. So this new strategy would actually start from the Marrakesh meeting in March, and that would be a meeting A, and it'll be three different types of meetings. Meeting A would be 6 days. It would be structured in the much the same way as what the ICANN meetings are right now. Meeting B would be a much smaller meeting, which is targeted for mostly Africa and the Caribbean region, so that we're able to actually hold meetings in countries that would not necessarily be able to hold 2,000 or 3,000 guests. So this meeting B would be normally in June and would be for mostly the Africa and Latin America and Caribbean region. So what we're doing in at large, meeting C would be then at the end of the year, which would be a seven-day meeting, which would normally coincide with the annual general meeting of ICANN. So what we've decided, or what we're actually discussing within the working party now, which is currently open, I'm going to just post the link for the drafting team on the wiki. If anyone that's interested can actually join the working party, it's an open group. So what it is we're actually discussing right now within the working party how we're going to approach the meetings, especially meeting B, because this is a completely new dimension of how ICANN meetings are normally held. So meeting B would be a four-day meeting, and it will be mostly targeting within inter-community and intra-community work, which means we would be working within our ACs and SOs, and mainly would be targeted at policy work within ICANN. And we would also be looking at outreach. So where at large comes in on the outreach is we need to decide how we would actually do this outreach within the region that we're holding that meeting. Are we going to go out to those ALSs? Are we going to reach out to the ALSs within that region, say if it's Africa? Are we going to hold talks within the meeting? Because there wouldn't be a board meeting, there wouldn't be a public forum. So these are some of the things that we're looking at. How would we create this outreach into the community where this meeting would be held within such a short period of time? Discussions have been going on. If you follow the link that I have posted, which Heidi has also posted, you'll be able to see some of the work that has already been started and some of the discussions that are being held with regards to the different types of meetings. Another thing that we've been discussing within the ALAC is the review. Now, the ALAC review will span a period of 4 to 5 years, and it will last until 2019. Now, what this review will entail, I think we should all get involved, because we all have things that we want to make better within at large. And the only way we can do it is by getting our voices heard within this review. What is this review? The review is a total, complete review of the at large, its structures, its processes, and how it actually works. So right now, an example would be we would be looking at how ALSs are certified, for example. What are the questions that we need to be asking ALS is to ensure that they are the right people that we get involved within our communities. How do we keep them involved? Do we look at one person organization? Do we look at individuals joining? Do we look at just a group of people? What are the criteria? And then we look at the processes. Is it rigorous enough to get these processes? Are these processes rigorous enough? There's so many questions to ask, so many things that need to be done within this review, and I'm imploring everyone within AFRALO, the ALSs especially, to get involved and give your two cents with regards to the ALAC review, the at-large review, rather. Another thing that also happened at the Buenos Aires meeting was the ALAC voted, they passed a motion to actually vote on the CWG stewardship proposal, and it was a unanimous decision to adopt the proposal. We did have a few caveats that we put on the proposal, but basically it has to do with the PTI board and its formation. I don't know if Heidi and the team can maybe help post the link for that motion, what was adopted, and the documentation for the motion itself. If Heidi or the team, one of them, can post the link on the AC, I would appreciate it. But basically, these are some of the things that are ongoing within the ALAC, and I would really implore everyone to actually join on this new meetings working party. It's quite interesting what's going on, especially, and also the review team, because this is ongoing and it will be going on for the next 4 years until 2019 when implementation is complete. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beran, as he's speaking. Thank you for what you said about the different meetings. From the Marrakesh meeting, we are going to change the system of our meetings. And this is a good thing. So the African people are going to be able to host these meetings. Barak, are you connected? Can you do the update of the Buenos Aires meeting, please? Barak, you have the floor.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Barak, we can hear you perfectly.
Hello.
Yes, Barak, this is Claire, the interpreter. I can hear you perfectly. Please go on.
Thank you, Aziz. Now, a quick update on the Buenos Aires meeting. The meeting was largely focused on the IANA transition. Actually, most of the sessions in the different ACs and ESOs and at large, not being any different, were devoted to the IANA transition discussion. And I think an important point to emphasize on, despite the few challenges that may have been noted by some members, is that AFRALO is the only regional organization to actually present a statement on the IANA transition, which was debated in many sessions within and outside the ALAC. So we were actually commended for presenting that statement, and I know Aziz has already thanked Sean and Tijani, who actually led us in developing that particular statement, for the work that they did. But even after that, we had a meeting. Fadi graced our meeting. That is the AFRALO African session, and we had quite an interesting session in which we celebrated Aziz because the meeting coincided with his birthday, but at the same time we also appreciated Fadi for his continued support, and also Liz, who is a member of the African community, who had been honored with the ICANN Multi-Stakeholder Ethos Award. So these were just some of the highlights that we had in the AFRALO African meeting. But in summary, the focus was on the IANA transition, and we were the only regional organization or RALO to present a statement. And congratulations to all our fellow members, but most importantly, we thank Sean and Sijani for leading us in developing that particular statement. Thank you, Aziz.
Okay. Thank you, Barack, Aziz speaking. There is only one item to address. It is the item on AFRALO report. I'm going to ask Barack if he can address this item. The last report we received was in March, so we are late. We need the April, June, July reports. It is very important because ALAC, in each meeting, ALAC needs the activity that we are organizing. They need to know that. So what was done was at the Buenos Aires meeting some proposals from NARALO, who proposed a new format for the drafting of those reports. And I'm going to send you the link through Adobe chat room so you can check that link. I think it will be easier to draft those reports, and the secretary can draft it more easily and post it. I insist on that issue because we are working with ALAC, and ALAC needs some information from us to do its work. So this was the first item I wanted to address. And the second item that I wanted to discuss with you in this meeting is that we are going to concentrate our next meeting in September. I remind you that in August we have no meeting, and in September we are going to try to organize a working group to prepare the showcase of Marrakesh, Marrakesh Showcase. So during the AFRALO meeting, a lot of African people and colleagues ask us to have a big event through this showcase. So we want to begin working on that, so we find some sponsors. So I'm going to ask you all if you have the possibility to please ask or find some sponsors, and if you find some sponsor, please write me an email and I will send you the request we have prepared. So I will send it, or you will send it to these sponsors. I wanted also to speak about some activities that we will organize for Marrakesh. Beran spoke about the different kinds of meeting. Marrakesh will be a meeting. Maybe it will be the last one of this type in Africa. So I'd like to have a very nice, a very good meeting. And there is another item. Maybe it will be the first ICANN meeting, ICANN as autonomous entity. So I'd like you to think about the different ways to make this meeting a success. And last item, it was decided with FADI and all the ICANN working group, there will be a first level meeting with all ministries. There will be an African meeting also, and I'd like my colleagues to speak about that with their ministries. I'd like to have all the ministers participating with us in this Marrakesh meeting. Okay, I'm finished. We are down. Unless you have other things to add, we are down. If there is no item that you want to address, I thank you all for your participation, and I'm going to say to ask you to assist to the next meeting in September. We have no meeting in August. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the interpreters, and thank you, Gisela, Heidi, and Sylvia, for your participation and your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.